Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you guys for calling in and being on hold for so long before the show comes on. I'm just going to take you right in order. I'm an author, I'm an international speaker, and I just absolutely love and adore working with people. If you enjoy what I share with you tonight, understand something. I'm not a psychic hotline. That's not what I do. But if you are interested in what I do, you can always go to my website at Hairfield. That's HAIR, F as in Frank, IELD.com. And you can click on contact information, and it'll let you know how to get in touch with me. I do hour appointments with people from literally all over the world, and it's my object and my intention to bring clarity to people, and that's what we're going to attempt to do this evening. And for all the listeners, once again, all of you that are on hold, thank you for waiting and patiently, and we are on the air now. So that being said, I'm going to bring in the first caller at the area code 480, and I'm going to bring you in sequence is how long you've been waiting. And the other thing, fortunately or unfortunately, is I'm going to have to limit the things that you can ask me, and I'm going to limit them to two. So that being said, think about what it is that you'd really like to know and really like to understand. Okay, here we go. Caller from 480, where are you calling from, and what is your first name?
I'm calling from Arizona, and my first name is Shruti. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, and you said it was Trudy?
Shruti, yes. Very close.
Oh, Shruti, I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
I got to ask you a question, Trudy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because of where you're from, and I don't know that yet, but names have meanings. Does your name have a meaning?
Yes. There are two meanings. One is it's one of the Vedas, which is
uh-huh.
one of the, you know, Vedas, right? So it's one of
yep.
that, as well as previously they didn't have paper and pencils, so everything was taught orally. So it's oral lessons. Oral knowledge.
Lessons.
Yeah,
knowledge. Oral
knowledge. Orally. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore it. So, Shruti, what can I help you with this evening?
So my question is regarding clarity in the career. In the career. I think I'm looking for new opportunities. Let me rephrase that. I know I'm looking for new opportunities. And
okay.
Any insights in that?
Okay. What do you do professionally today?
Professionally, I help with process improvement. My background is in engineering.
Now,
you're and project management, things like that.
Yeah, I can see why you're looking at going in new directions, because that's not the direction for you. The interesting thing is, Shruti, is right now I see, and I'm just going to go ahead and say this, I see education mm-hmm. around you. Now, education... Mm-hmm. Does not necessarily mean going back to college. It could mean taking courses, classes, or being employed in a new direction, and there's education involved in that new direction. You are very creative. You're also very concise in what you do, and I don't think you, in your resume, portray that more. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because if you don't portray that more, then it won't be seen and won't be brought out and won't be talked about. But you are
okay.
definitely in a position of change and new direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is I get the heightened levels of expansion on you, which means when I pick up expansion, that means there's growth. There's definite new directions that are attempting to walk their way into your life. But I'm going to say to you, at this moment in time, in the arena of your career, look at the real creative mm-hmm. side of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm more of a, I use my creative side in problem solving. So it kind of
yes.
fits. I come
yes.
up with.
Yes. And you are very good at problem solving. And because you look at things from an objective perspective, and because of that perspective, I think it can help you immensely in the realm, world of business. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So do you see any more clarity in terms of when this expansion is going to show up, and any additional insight on that?
Time frames are always the most intriguing for me because there's so many variables involved. But I'm going to say by around the middle of October.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, middle of October. From the beginning to the middle of October, you'll find a lot of shifting going on. And I'm just going to say just kind of go with it at that time. Don't be aware of what you struggle with and just kind of let things go in that moment, especially up until about the middle of October.
Okay. Huh, that's good to know. That's good to know.
Okay.
And do you see me in remaining in the similar line or changing?
No, I think you're going to end up going in a different direction where you can use your more of your creative side.
Yeah. But similar industries, what?
Yes.
Okay. And can I ask you another question, my second question?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So you mentioned expansion. Is that mainly just in career, or do you see that spiritually also happening?
When I look at expansion, Shruti, I look at it from all aspects. Material reality and spiritual reality are not two different things, no matter what people want to choose to think. They're both one and the same thing. One cannot expand without the other. There is just absolutely no way that that can take place. So spiritually speaking, if your life is expanding, so is the spiritual side of yourself.
Perfect.
Money is not separate from spiritual being. It's an aspect of it. So don't separate things. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's all part
of
life. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm excited. Looking forward to
Thank you, Shruti. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. All. Take care. Bye.
Hello, hi. My name is
Hi, yeah, caller from 510. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
I'm calling from California. My name is Tasha.
Tasha?
Tasha. Yes, it's Tasha.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I got it right. So how can I best be of service to you this evening?
I wanted to know anything you pick up for me as far as coming to me and any messages that the C-Flow ones have for me.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. I don't do that.
Okay.
And wait. The only reason I'm going to say that is because you're being very vague. A lot of people don't realize the huge spectrum that a person's life has. When I look into your life, it's like from the day that you're born until now. And you want me to answer that question?
Just anything you see just coming that's coming to me right now. What do I need to look forward to?
All right. Do you want to know emotionally, professionally, personally, where?
Personally. Yeah.
Learn to be more vulnerable. Learn to be more open to your own life and the people around you. You can kind of be standoffish, especially when it comes to meeting people. And what I'm going to say is, and it's not that you're not friendly. I'm not saying that. No, because I think you are. But I think you are not allowing yourself the full ability that you could have, at least in the arena of personal relationships, and I'm talking about love relationships. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so just simply learn to be more accepting and more open to your own experiences in life, and learn just to be even, I'm going to say, a little more patient with yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
Would you see how this relationship would develop with me and this guy, Henry, since you said all that?
The relationship you got going on now?
Yeah, with him. I kind of stepped back from him.
That was a wise decision to step back from him. He's more, more interested in his own self than in sharing himself with you completely. Vulnerability, one of the things I was saying to the gal that was called in before, he has real resistance to the idea of being vulnerable. So, which basically means he's not necessarily flexible when it comes to being open. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion is just move your lovely self on.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Caller from 526.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
I'm calling from Long Beach, California. My name is Yvonne.
Yvonne. So how can I best help you this evening?
Okay, I have two quick questions. My first one is, how am I doing on a spiritual level?
How are you doing on a spiritual level? You're actually doing great, except for one thing. You question yourself way too much in so many different things. And that's on a physical, like material level. It's kind of like I get the idea that you second guess yourself. Like there's a part of you that feels... she can be more. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. You cannot be any more than you are. A person can only be who they are at any given time. And we cannot ever be more than that. But where we're actually coming from when we do that, Yvonne, is that we are seeing ourselves as less than. So that now leads me to this idea. You are a great lady. The biggest thing I would say to Yvonne would be simply this. Don't compare yourself so much to other people. Other people are other people, but they're not you. All too often, forgive me for the analogy, all too often people say to me, but Stephen, I'm not where you are. And I say to them, simply put, there's no here and there in this. There's no destination. There's no place to go. The thing is to be self-realized. What is that? Self-realization is the implicit idea that one is in total acceptance of themselves. So how much does that scare you?
It doesn't scare me.
Good. But did it make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Spiritually speaking, you're doing fine. The next thing I'm going to say to you, though, is quit searching. So many people think the search gives everything meaning. No. When I was a monk in northern India, one of my teachers asked me one day, what I was looking for, and I told them. And they looked at me and said, good, you will never achieve it. And I thought, wait a second. And then here's what he said. As long as you search for a thing, it means you do not have what it is that you seek. But the moment you stop searching for it, it will find you. So here's my question. What is it Yvonne chooses to be? And then my response to that would be, is simply become that. In other words, realize that is you because you see it and you choose it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes very good sense.
That's that monk side of me. So, all right, you had something else you wished to know.
Yes, when do you see me moving into a new apartment?
That's not that simple of an answer, and here's why. You seem to be real hesitant at this present moment. What are you hesitant about?
Oh, I don't know. I'm really anxious to move, so...
Maybe what I'm picking up is your uncertainty in the sense of direction. You have a real huge uncertainty in the sense of direction almost in your entire life right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. My first suggestion to you would be is answer where is it you wish your life to go? What's the direction? What's your intention? And by the way, focus on healing and quit picking guys in your life that you can fix because those types of relationships will never work.
Oh, you can see that?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that is correct, right? You're
yeah,
always,
I'm with someone.
Yeah, okay, but... You're always attempting to fix the person you're with, right?
Yes.
And then you always end up getting blamed for the dilemmas that they have, correct?
Yes.
All right, stop doing that. Find someone already fixed as opposed to someone you have to fix. Make it a lot easier on you.
Okay.
When you're looking at life, look at the healing direction and where that can take you, and that's where you'll find your purpose. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. So just the relationship you're in, it's really hard on you. You know that, but you kind of don't want to admit that. Does that make sense?
Yes, you're so right. I didn't want to ask that third question because I know you don't have time, but I was really, hoping you'll say something about me and him because
I don't know we're talking about you and him.
Yeah.
And that's the third question you didn't ask, but what I'm doing is I'm addressing it for you. Let that evolve in its own way, in its own direction. You two will part in its own time. You don't have to do anything, say anything, or throw any caveats or anything out there. It's all I'm saying is the relationship in its own time and in its own process will come to a close. So my suggestion is let that divine timing take care of itself, which means you don't have any decisions that you have to make.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So in other words,
yes.
You're okay with the relationship, but just remember it's not going to last.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Thank you so much, Yvonne. Appreciate it. And my name is Stephen, and I'm not a hotline, so just so you know that. All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
From seven. Oops.
Hello.
Wait.
Hello.
Wait. All right.
Hi.
Caller from 706. Where are you calling
Hi.
From and what's your first name?
I'm calling from Georgia and my name is Sophia.
Sophia, Georgia. Beautiful part of the country. I have a lot of friends down there.
Thank you.
So, how can I best serve Sophia today?
My question is, what should I know about my romantic life?
What romantic life? Well, I've nothing intended, but you don't really have one that I see, is that correct?
No.
Okay. So, in the way of a romantic life, Sophia, you've got to be willing to put yourself in the position to meet someone. I get that you are kind of a loner. When you aren't working, that you are kind of at home, that you don't go out and do things. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're waiting for the postal person, the UPS driver, or the FedEx driver to come to your front door and ask if Sophia lives there. Well, my message basically, Sophia, is that you're not allowing yourself to be in a position to have a romantic life. And my suggestion is to allow yourself to do that. In other words, you need to get out and around more. If a romantic life is what you're interested in. Next thing I'm going to say to you is it seems to me that your past in the arena of relationships is the very thing that is in your way. In other words, you are holding on to the failures of yesterday, which doesn't allow you to enjoy the potential and the idea of success today. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. You didn't have a really fantastic, happy conclusion, not that anybody does, in a historical relationship, but it was one that really affected you emotionally. Did they have an affair?
Yep. That's not the guy that I'm dating now, but prior to, you are exactly right.
Right, but what I'm saying is the one you're dating, is he's safe. You feel
yeah.
safe.
Just
right.
safe.
Yes, but safe does not necessarily mean love. It just means you feel safe. I'm not saying there's anything inappropriate about the relationship, but I am saying that you could have more depth if you weren't so afraid of your history in the arena of relationships.
Wow. That's
does
it? Does
that make sense?
Yes,
yes,
it does.
Awesome. Now I would say just allow your heart to be open and venture forth through your heart. And by the way, you were warned intuitively and with the person that had the affair. There was something about him that told you, don't go there, and you did. And because you did, you found out why you shouldn't go there, by the way.
You're exactly right. It is someone I hired years ago when I was in human resources. And after mm-hmm. 12 years, he finally talked me into dating him. And I should have never done it.
But the point of fact is you got in touch with your intuition. You just simply didn't pay attention.
I did.
Yes, ma'am. Indeed. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That's it.
I'm at hairfield.com. I do hour sessions all the time with people all over the world. So if I can assist you in any way, just go there and contact me.
I'll be sure to note it. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Sophia. This is a Skype caller.
Hello, Stephen. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. And your name is?
Vicky.
Vicky, and where are you calling from, Vicky?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., Obamaville.
I don't think it's Obamaville, but okay.
Yeah, I'm only being a sarcastic. Vicki, how can I best be of service to you this evening?
Well, thanks for taking my call, as I mentioned before. I was going to ask about career, but I changed. Let me ask about love. I am open and ready for a tangible romantic relationship.
I've got news for you. You think you're open and you think you're ready, but you're still very reserved because you're not necessarily, like the last caller, putting yourself in a position to meet someone. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, that's safe to say, yeah.
Yeah. So my point is you're being very reserved, and my other point is you are almost ready. You have an emotional release coming. An emotional healing of something out of your past, and it's going to be brought about by, I'm going to say, an unexpected direction. There's something you're seemingly holding on to, which seems to be interfering with the idea of relationship for you. How did your last relationship end? Very charismatic, right?
Yeah, like we had a big blown up, fight, and no, it wasn't. I can't even put it into words how it ended, but yeah, it ended. And I think I was over that because at first I wanted, an explanation as far as why.
No.
I realized that's who they are, so whatever.
Well, all right. But here's the deal. A lot of the times we think we get over things, Sophia, and what we do is we stuff them. Especially when we come out of a relationship, we want to understand what the heck just happened. And the other person has no clue, so they can't tell you what just happened. Because they have no clue. And to me, you are still searching for what the heck happened out of that relationship. Which is why you haven't necessarily allowed yourself to move forward to receive a new one. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I'm not angry. I think I'm more disappointed.
I didn't say anything about anger.
Okay.
No. No, I think you're by that.
Yeah.
I think the thing you haven't gotten by, it's kind of like you really trusted this person. And right now it's very hard for you to extend that trust. And by the way, going to career for a second, you have expansion around you. So that means in career there's expansion coming, 3, maybe 4 months. I'll just throw that in there. What do you do professionally?
I work in IT.
3 to 4 months. You'll have a new opportunity to be presented to you. It could be a new project, but it's about expansion for you in the long run, and I would say take it. But
okay.
In the arena of the personal side of yourself, you seem to me in relationships, you seem to be in a hesitant mode. Don't know quite what that means yet, but it means you're not necessarily willing to move forward yet. Does that make sense? Are you waiting for somebody to return to your life? That's a weird question.
No.
Good. Don't.
No.
Good. Don't. Don't. Because that's not going to happen.
No.
But there's a side of you that kind of says there's a possibility, and I'm going to say, do you quit it?
Maybe not consciously, maybe subconsciously, and probably, but not consciously.
All right. I'm going to step into the monk mode for a moment.
Sure.
From a monk's perspective, when a person has something going on inside themselves that is beneath their consciousness, what will happen is the outer world is going to show it to them. In other words, it's going to bring events, people, circumstances into our life that's going to have us look at things. And yet, we don't necessarily want to look at things. I'm going to say to you, look at things, especially right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the other reason I'm saying that is the relationship you have, I'm going to say to you, enjoy it, but you have something greater coming.
Well, I'm not in a relationship now. I took some time out to kind of refocus.
Good.
And...
Well, all
you
right.
Know,
then,
be with me. Take time to be with me.
Good for you. The next relationship that you have coming, then I would say to you, just take it with a grain of salt. Enjoy it for what it is, because it's not for you. It's just to help you release. And as you release, I'm going to say the next relationship coming after that one is going to be good.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that
so
makes sense.
You have one coming soon. It's going to be a healing experience and not a thing of permanence.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Caller from 305, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, Stephen. My name is Maria and I'm calling from Miami.
Calling from where?
Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I'm on a cell phone.
The reason I ask is there's a potential of breaking up, so if I ask you to say it again, just know that that's what happened. So, Maria, how can I best be of service to you?
Well, Stephen, I don't know if you can help me. I have gone through the three worst years of my life in terms of love and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why I had to go through this, because I don't feel I've learned from this experience. I feel like a part of me has died. I feel so totally disconnected to the world, and every day that passes, I just feel more hopeless.
All right,
and
I'd like to know your birthday.
My birthday is July 27th.
Okay, what year?
1963.
I just want to figure out your life path number for a moment. I feel that's important. 9, 16, 7, 10, 9. You are numerologically an 8.
Mm-hmm.
8 means you're always almost there, but you're never quite there. It's like in a career, personal side of life, you're always looking for that sense of fulfillment, and you don't quite find it. Does that make sense?
I don't know.
Really take a look at what's being suggested to you. Only because
okay.
Your life path, eights, they're good numbers, but it's always like, gosh, you know, I want that level of success. I want that level of positive feeling. I want that level of whatever. And it's just never quite there.
Okay.
And
I can accept that. Yeah.
Okay.
I always strive for more. I always strive for something better in myself and others.
Yep.
I always want. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's an 8. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And that's a fine thing to do. The advantage of knowing numerologically what your life number is can help you, because you see, when a person goes through the idea they're always almost there, however that shapes out, that could be frustrating because we're always almost there, but we're never quite there. It's just almost at it. So when we understand that, what we can do is we can learn to operate in the idea that we are there in the sense of what we are ready for in that moment. And when we could do that, then life becomes more fluid. My point being now is your life is going to become more fluid. In the arena of relationships, I'm going to say relinquish the need to control you or control the relationship, however that works out. I think it's more in the sense of controlling you, because you seemingly, when it comes to relationships, get out of control pretty easily, you think. Does that make sense?
I don't understand, but I'll accept it.
You broke up really bad, so what was that?
Oh, I said I don't understand that right now, but I will accept what you say.
No, I want it to be clear. You are a very giving person. You have a great heart. But you're giving more of yourself than you are allowing to receive. Relationships have too much direct influence on you, in your state of being. And I think because of that, that's why the types of relationships you have seem to be tumultuous. There seems to be a lot there seems to be a lot that goes on in them, and I think that's brought on by Maria because of her insecurity of herself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The fear of rejection is really huge in you, and my suggestion would be is, hey, if people want to reject you, then let them, because there's nothing you can do about it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else I can answer for you right now?
Well, I have one more question.
Sure.
And do you see me coming out of this period?
Yes.
Any?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No question. You have about 30 days in front of you. Now, that's plus or minus. It can be that. To me, right now, you're holding on to too much of something else. Because you're holding on to something else, it's holding you on to where you are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like something is still unsettled within you about a historical relationship. So let that go.
Yes, I'm holding on to my past.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Maria, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
Hello?
Caller from 805. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Stephen.
What's your first name?
This is Donna. I'm calling from Santa Barbara, California.
Well, hello down in Santa Barbara, Donna. So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm not in a relationship. I haven't been in one in 7 years.
That's because you're not choosing to.
Maybe not, but now I'm thinking, it's just myself. I don't have kids and all, and my brothers and sisters live kind of far away, and I don't work, so I'd like to, have a companion to do things with. My last boyfriend, we did a lot of traveling. We went sailing, skiing, kayaking. We had fun. And I kind of miss that, just
talking to somebody every day and having a relationship and caring for someone, and yeah.
You're not allowing yourself to be in a space to have that right at the moment. It's not that you're resistant to it or hesitant about it. It's just that you're not allowing yourself to be in that space. You are more in space of doing things on your own, for you, because of you, and I think you're really, really into the freedom of that experience. And I think because of that. But here's the interesting thing. You have an amazing relationship coming.
Good.
Let's see. You, again, time frames are always trippy.
Okay.
But you're not really going through any emotional healing right now, which is a good thing for you.
Yeah, I did it all.
I think anything for you is just more that... Donna, I think you got really picky.
Well, I had to. I mean, my last relationship, I don't know if I knew myself that well, or I didn't set boundaries, but I put up with so much, and I thought, and I was miserable. And finally, you know, it's a payoff. You know, I enjoyed these things about him. He's kind, these things, but the part that was miserable, it was hard for me to get out of the relationship, and then finally I did it. I got out, and within a year and a half after he died.
No, you had to get out of the relationship.
I did.
It took a lot to convince you to do it. Because you had a different perception of what this relationship was as opposed to what it actually is. The truth is, I think he was, I don't want to say a narcissist, but kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And you like confidence, but remember, there's a difference between confidence and arrogance. Always.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there is.
So you will have your relationship. Let's see.
Oh, good.
About a year and a half.
Wow. Okay.
Give or take. But as it stands, remember, you aren't really looking right now. You're the third person that I've talked with this evening that wants a relationship, but you're not really actively doing anything about it.
Well, I was on the internet site. I never met with anybody.
No.
Never.
Internet's not going to work
not,
for you. You're
not
kidding
person.
Me, right?
No, I didn't like it.
No.
I have to feel
internet.
The person. I have to feel them, and you can't feel anything on the internet with somebody.
Yes. No. That's not going to work. So I can tell you right now, walk away from that. The relationship for you is going to happen based on something that you're doing, something that you're going to be active in. And I'm going to say, go and do the things that you enjoy doing, and then let life take care of itself. Do you surf?
No, but I do go out, and I have a boogie board, and I like to body surf.
Okay. That's it. That's the arena. That's what you go do. And I think that's where you're going to meet the person.
Oh, good.
Beach.
Yeah, I live on a beach town. I live in a beach
town. I know you do. I know where your community is. I've been there more than once.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes,
also,
it is.
Do you see me traveling at all? Because, you know, I've done that a lot in the past. You know, I never married. I didn't have kids, but I did travel to different countries, and I just have to manifest the money. I'm usually a manifester. I mean, I won a BMW. I won $10,000. I won a trip to Taiwan, Hawaii, Italy. So when I enter, I won $10,000. I mean, I kind of manifest that way. Same.
Learn to manifest intentionally, not accidentally.
Okay.
But yes, you do manifest. Traveling, I think it's going to be limited for a while, but I think it's going to expand in about 2 years.
Oh, okay. So with this gentleman, then, perhaps we travel together.
I would say yes to that.
Yeah, maybe he'll be retired and he can go and travel.
I sense 62. He's not confined, so that means he's probably retired.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephen. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Caller from 630, what's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patty and I'm calling from Chicago. I'm enjoying the show and I do have
Thank
a
you.
Relationship, Jen. I met a friend of mine from, 20-some years ago and recently retouched with each other sporadically. And I was just wondering if friendship will turn into a relationship.
I get more it's a friendship thing. It does not mean and will not turn into relationship. He seems to be stuck more in the past in the sense of the friendship that you had. So to him, it's more his focus is about friendship. Now, that being said, that can be influenced. But I would do it gently and slowly.
Like, can you give me an example? I've been out of the loop.
Sure. Sure. Influence meaning I wouldn't go at him directly in the sense of having a relationship. I would go more at him from the subtle side. He seems to be... more akin to the subtleties of life versus the directness of life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay.
If it's not
so
him, will there be somebody else coming into my life? Or?
Honestly, I definitely get you in a relationship. There's no question of that. I'm going to say, don't, like I said to someone earlier, don't question yourself so much in the sense of your viability in being able to have a relationship. Does that make sense?
I've been open to a relationship. I thought maybe since he and I connected after 20-some years that there would be something there, but should I go for it?
Yes.
I mean, should I hang in there?
Yeah. Yes. What I shared with you was,
yeah.
is don't necessarily wrap your arms around his neck, stick your tongue in his mouth, and just attempt to make out with him right there. No, that won't work. But if you take it easy and
yes.
subtly, yes.
Yeah. Will he be the one to make the first move, you think, or?
No, I honestly think you're almost going to have to, but make it subtle.
Do you know, is there a time frame as to how long this would take? In our 60s, that's why I'm asking.
Well, you've already heard me say time frames are hardest for me to say because
yeah.
there's so many variables. There's you
right.
and there's him. You know, so there's two different people in here. He's in no hurry, I can promise you.
Okay.
But I think he is interested in having a relationship, but he, like you, doesn't quite know where to go next.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's
is
kind
he,
of, I feel like we're between a rock and a hard place right now.
No, that's a state of mind. Is he a widower?
I'm the widower. I've been divorced twice.
Oh, okay. All right, no, I just kept getting widow or widower, so I wanted to ask. He's still kind of finding himself. My suggestion would be is just to be patient.
Okay.
Don't be overly forward, but don't necessarily be reserved either.
Okay. He plans on going to Sona in November. Will I be going with him?
Not this time. Don't think so.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. I guess
yeah.
I had hopes of going with him, you know, to kind of know him better.
Just hear me. That remains to be seen based on current circumstances. He's definitely attracted to you, most succinctly. There is a draw there, but he is wrestling with the idea of whether you go with him or not. I can tell you that. But that
okay.
decision has not been made.
Okay. All right. So I can kind of maybe put that intention maybe out there and maybe he'll grasp
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would say yes to that, no question.
Okay. Do you see me moving in the near future?
No.
No, okay. All right. And how about career-wise? I've been retired for years and been working on my spiritual background. Is there any direction you see me going in or need to work on that I could go work on?
I'm going to say just keep doing what you're doing. There's my whole thing to people is there's nothing really to work on. It always comes down to realization.
How about me working or doing anything with Carolyn Mace?
All right. Donna, I'm allowing 1 to 2 questions.
I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, I'm just getting
that.
Overwhelmed. You're so good.
Well,
okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed the show, and I'll continue to listen. Thank you so much, Guidance.
Thank you. Caller from 302, where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Delaware.
Cindy, how can I be of service?
I have a friend, a gentleman, that I'm quite interested in, but we've had a falling out about a week and a half ago. Do you see us reconnecting?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure that's the last thing you wanted to hear.
yes, but that's okay.
Well, no. Here's why I say that. You had the ability to bring things to his attention that he himself did not want to address. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as my feelings, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I expressed that to him.
Yes. Okay. When he's willing to address those things within himself, which I'm going to be candid with you, he is really looking at this moment. But until he fully addresses it, that's on the downside. But if he fully addresses and takes a look at himself, then I would say you have the opportunity for an incredibly good relationship. But in the meantime, unfortunately, you're in a holding pattern, waiting to see what this guy is going to do. He got I think he got offended at himself, not you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just, it was a misunderstanding. We had a few words, and now he won't answer texts, he won't answer phone calls.
Right,
so.
Right. He has some things he needs to look at. If he chooses to look at them, you will have a very good relationship. If he chooses not to look at them, I would say for you, keep going, because he wasn't worth it. He was just prone to doing things that wasn't conducive to you. So acknowledge that. And just
It was crazy. We just had a great relationship, a great friendship, amazing friendship, and one day everything just went haywire.
Yep. All because there were some things he had to face that he chose not to. Or that he is choosing not to. So my point is, it's not you. It's him. And that's what he has to address himself.
When you say choosing to face, do you mean choosing to face the fact that I have feelings for him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Here's a guy, and correct me if I'm wrong, here's a guy that the closer you attempt to get to him, the more he wants to attempt to push you away.
Correct.
Right? All right. The reason he does that is there's an aspect about him that feels that he's unlovable. The closer you attempt to get to him, the more pushy, pushing you away, he's going to become. Because you can't be close to him because he's unlovable. That's his perspective. That's not yours. That's his.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I hope absolutely that that makes sense.
No, it absolutely does, because he came out of a very bad relationship about 5 years ago. He was married for 18 years and his wife cheated on him 3 times. So what you just said, I'd already thought of.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Cindy, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And if you get a question, you can always call me and ask. And I'll probably remember who you are.
okay.
I do this for people all over the world. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm down to the last few minutes of the show, and there's no way I'm going to be able to get to the rest of the callers on the show. I do appreciate you calling, and I do appreciate you being on hold and waiting. Some of you have been on there for some time, but when you get the number of callers that we do, I have to attempt to limit it. But my name is Stephen Hairfield. It's H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D. You can go to my website at hairfield.com, and you can find out my contact information there. And call me and set up an appointment. I'm not a psychic hotline. I do this in absolute and love of people. You can also find me on places like Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, and of course you can find me on Blog Talk Radio, which is right here, and you can find me on, I forget the other one. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I love working with people. You are the interest of my life. I'm always here. Hairfield, H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. That's the best place to find me. And thanks all of you for calling. I apologize to those I did not get to.